In that first half, where you were just 125.
I like to play Gabby
and. Great
job. And.
What else?
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. I think for me, it was just about being aggressive, trying to get downhill, make plays. Guys set some great screens tonight, and I was able to walk them off into a couple of trade balls.
Knowing that you guys were able to take care of business and clinch a spot in the top six, just what does it mean for this group to be able to make it to the next point?
Yeah, that was the goal. The goal was to get into the playoffs, and now for us, it's about getting healthy, making sure everybody is ready to go. We can ramp up. Yeah, you got two, for sure. And I think, you know, we did a great job of rallying together and executing the game plan and building on momentum starting in, you know, January, February, whenever we started kind of putting things together.
Yes, considering you weren't on this roster, what was it, 2-3 months ago, whatever it was, just how have you seen this group come together and be able to make this run to make the playoffs?
Yeah, we've grown a lot, man. We've had a lot of conversations behind closed doors, watched a lot of film. We communicate at a high level, hold each other accountable, and, you know, we aren't afraid to ask questions. We aren't afraid to, you know, say when we see something that we should be doing better individually. And I think that's about growth. And we all are like-minded individuals who work hard and want the same things for each other. So I think that's kind of showed in how we play, too.
CJ, you all have had plenty of playoff experience, and there's some guys on this team that may not have had any or as much. What are some of the things that you've kind of been bestowing upon some of these guys who may not have the playoff experiences you do?
I haven't really talked about the playoffs at all. I think we're in the moment, right? Winning regular season games was important. Protecting home court, on a great run in March, and built on that momentum. But it's about the daily habits. Everybody's got the daily habits. We work hard. We watch film. Get your daily bread in and continue to work on your craft. Your leg's okay?
Yes,
hurting a little bit?
Yes. Daddy,
yes.
I'm going to leave.
You ready to leave?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's Margo's cup. We should definitely get that. We'll get Margo's cup. Good call.
CJ, when you think about when you started the season, you were maybe on a team that had a different set of goals. How are you able to sort of shift gears toward a team that was looking to make a playoff push?
I mean, I approach the game the same way, whether we got 5 wins or 100 wins. I think for me, it's about the day-to-day habits, the consistency and the work ethic and the approach and professionalism that I display consistently. I think it showed throughout my career, and I take the game seriously, whether, you know, we're supposed to win or not. I think being here was just a really good opportunity for both parties, for me to be able to contend and compete for playoffs, and for them to be able to, you know, fill a void and be able to help contribute.
How excited are you guys that you're in the playoffs, not to play?
That was the goal. I played in a lot of play-ins, and it's difficult. It's a lot on the body, and it's a lot of travel and unnecessary games if you can get in.
Quinn has mentioned that you guys use these last 14 games to kind of like a playoff series. I guess how has that mindset kind of helped you all in this last week and going into the postseason?
It's helped us a lot. We've had some home games, some away games. Yeah, that's Marco right there.
And where's Daddy there?
Oh, we got to get one for Daddy, too. I think
Daddy's not there with Marco.
No, not there. She's by herself.
I think it's
we'll get her in a second. I think it's just been about really just approaching those games like they're, you know, must win, it's cliche, but really must compete at a high level, you know, must, you know, execute on the road, must continue to really build good habits as we approach the playoffs in terms of routine, in terms of, you know, shoot around, walk through, film breakdown, and knowing that it's going to be a high level competition.
CJ, one of the biggest things you guys have done, picked a lot better defense. What has been the biggest reason for the turnaround defensively?
I think it's just a point of emphasis for us. Effort, focus, consistency, and personnel just kind of digging in.
Thank you, CJ.